odds and win. Lovers they can't divide, making it side by side. Trouble may be around us, stand on our ground and we won't give in. Swimming against the tide, making it side by side.
Good morning, Vicky.
What can I do to help?
That helps.
I mean, here in the restaurant.
Well, it's your day off, Vicky. It's so beautiful. Why don't you go on down to the beach?
Alone?
Oh, come on. You don't need me to have fun at the beach, do you?
That's true. Not with all those good-looking lifeguards around.
You can start by setting the tables, okay?
I thought so.
But first, feed the fish for us, would you, madam?
I'd love to. Hey. Morning, Fred. Morning, Vivian. Hey, Jack, they're beginning to know me.
Yeah, Vicky, listen, I wouldn't get too friendly with those trout. You know, after all, they are here to be E-A-T-E-N.
Shh. You're upsetting Ralph.
No, I am. Oh, I'm sorry. Which one is Ralph?
The one in the corner.
The fat, lazy one? I've been calling him James.
I heard that.
Mr. Bradford. Wait a second. Your name is James, too, isn't it? Go figure.
Go.
Good morning, Victoria.
You know, if you ask me, this fish tank is a waste of money. You could seat two customers in there.
They'd get awfully wet, wouldn't they?
In the space.
Yeah, look, Mr. Bradford, I think this is going to be very good for business. People will know they're eating fresh fish.
Could we change the subject, please?
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Easy.
Oh, how are things on death row?
Please, they'll hear you.
Oh, sorry. I thought they knew.
Easy.
Morning.
Good morning.
Are you the owner of this restaurant?
You might say that.
Well, I'm Lieutenant Burke. A counterfeit $100 bill was deposited to your restaurant's bank account.
Actually, I just own the building. The young man in back is the one you want to arrest.
I'm the one who put the money in the bank account. Jack had nothing to do with it.
Well, there have been a lot of these phony bills circulating around town lately. Do you remember who gave it to you?
Well, Jack did, but I'm sure that he really...
Now, Victoria, there's no use trying to protect him.
Will you stop?
Relax, miss. I don't think your friend would be stupid enough to try passing counterfeit bills by depositing them to his own bank account.
You haven't met him yet.
Ask a few questions, please.
Easy, would you ask Jack to come in here, please?
The police want to talk to him.
Oh, okay. Quick, here are the keys to my van.
What?
If the law is out there and they want you, Jack.
Me? You haven't done anything.
Right, the tank is full. Just start heading south.
Look, Easy, I told you, I haven't done anything.
Right, once you're in Mexico...
Forget it.
Don't drink the water.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, I'm Lieutenant Burke. This $100 bill is yours.
Well, thank you. What is this, Citizen of the Month Award? So thank you very much.
The bill's counterfeit, Jack.
Oh.
And it came from your restaurant.
What?
Do you care to explain it?
Officer, I must protest these questions.
Well, thank you, Mr. Bradford.
Shouldn't you read him his rights first?
Dad, he's not arresting him.
She's right.
Oh, well, I suppose you know best.
Would you sit down, please? I would like to ask you a couple of questions, though.
Certainly.
Now, do you remember who gave it to you?
Oh, yeah. You know, last Friday, a customer paid with a $100 bill. He sat right over there.
Can you tell me anything about him?
Yes. He ordered the special, which was coq au vin, sautéed potatoes, and broccoli with hollandaise sauce.
Could you give me a description, please?
It's chicken cooked in red wine.
The man.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, of course. I'd say he was about average height.
Average height.
For a man sitting down, of course, standing up. He could have been taller or shorter. I'm not too certain about that.
Eyes?
Of course. Oh, you mean color? Well, actually, officer, I don't go around looking into men's eyes.
Do you remember anything about it?
Like what?
Well, like, was he Chinese?
No, definitely not.
Good, that narrows it down by a billion people. Do you remember anything else?
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so am I. Well, we'll be in touch. And thank you for your cooperation.
Anytime. I thought he was nice.
Too nice, if you ask me. I think the police are letting people off the hook much too easily these days.
Not all policemen.
What do you mean?
There's a cop putting a ticket on your car right now.
What, on my Mercedes? Officer! Get your foot off my bumper!
Boy, we really had a crowd at lunch today.
I don't understand why nobody had the trout.
Neither do I.
Vicky, can I take the tablecloth off the fish tank now?
Vicky?
Phone's ringing, Jack.
A little tablecloth action you've got going. Vicky. Hello? This is... Oh, Lieutenant Burke. Yeah, sure. Right now, why? Oh, okay, yeah, I'll see you in a few minutes. Okay, bye. Easy, I have to go down to the police station.
Uh-oh. No,
they want me to identify a suspect. I'll be back as quick as I can. You finish cleaning up, okay?
Oh, can I save it for later? I want to take a couple of hours off.
Why?
I've got a date.
Well, break it.
Oh, I can't do that. It's a double date.
Well, I guess I can ask Vicky to cover for you for a couple hours.
Hey, thanks, Jack.
You've got company, Easy.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, Easy.
Just in time for high tide. We can go hang 30. Don't come knocking if the van is rocking.
Sergeant? Hey, Sarge.
What?
Sarge, we're one man short for a lineup. You think you could take the time to give us a
hand? Forget it, man. I'm doing the work of two men here. Right. Who do I have to see to protest this stupid parking ticket?
Clerk over there. Good. But she's on a coffee break.
How long does she usually take?
Oh, sometimes she can be gone for days.
What? Let me see that ticket. Maybe I can help you.
Well, I'd appreciate that.
And maybe sometime you can do us a favor.
Anytime.
How about right now?
All right.
Good. Come right with me.
He's gonna be alone.
Is Lieutenant Burke around?
Lieutenant Burke!
Police stations make me a little nervous. Sorry about that.
Thanks for coming down. This shouldn't take too long.
What would you like me to do, Lieutenant?
Well, now, when you go in this room, you'll see seven men in a line. One of them's our suspect. All you have to do is pick him out.
Fine. What does he look like?
If you recognize him, just tap him on the shoulder.
Tap him? Wait a minute. Wait, hey. I thought I was going to be looking at him from behind a two-way mirror.
Two-way mirror? Now, this is a small town, pal. We're lucky to have a one-way mirror in the washroom.
Now, let me get this. You want...
You're just going to walk into this room. You can see him up close, face to face.
Did I tell you I'm farsighted? You know something? Maybe I could see them better if I stood outside this door and sort of peeked through the keyhole. Maybe not.
Okay, Taylor. You've been through this before. You know what to do. Get in line.
I think I'll stand next to him.
He looks guilty.
Ready when you are, Lieutenant.
All right. Now, sir, just walk down this line.
Yeah.
Take your time.
Take my time.
You recognize him.
Uh-huh.
Point him out.
Right. Now?
Now.
You know, officer, I'm not too good at faces, but maybe I can recognize the voice. Can you get him to say something?
Like what?
Like, coq au vin, sautéed potatoes, and broccoli with hollandaise sauce.
Okay, you first.
Huh? Coq au vin, sautéed potatoes, and broccoli with hollandaise sauce.
Coq au vin, your salty potatoes, and broccoli with a Holland bust on it.
Coq au vin, sautéed potatoes, and
broccoli with hollandaise sauce.
Yes, please.
Coq au vin. Coq au vin, sautéed potatoes, and broccoli with hollandaise sauce.
Coq au vin, sautéed potatoes, broccoli with hollandaise sauce.
Very good.
Thank you. Jack Bistro.
This is ridiculous.
Officer.
All right, all right.
Coq au vin, sautéed potatoes, broccoli with hollandaise sauce.
Again.
Coq au vin, sautéed potatoes, broccoli with hollandaise sauce.
Police stations make me nervous too. Wasn't him.
No. So, you recognize anyone, Mr. Chip?
Well, it's sort of hard. Well, as a matter of fact, I'm not too sure, but I think it's him.
You mean him?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Nothing personal, sir. Excuse me.
All right, men. Let's go. Okay, Collins. Where were you on the night of the 5th?
Working overtime. Retyping your sloppy reports.
And thank you for coming. Okay.
Well, Vicky, you know, I think I cooked everything on the menu tonight at least twice, except for guess what? The trout.
Oh. Well, I guess it's just their lucky day.
Yes, with a little help from their friend. Forget I said that. I should be thanking you for today. You've been a big help.
Oh, thanks.
I mean it.
Here, let me do that.
Well, thank you, Easy.
Hey, it's the least I can do after what you did.
What did I do?
Oh, don't be so modest, Jack. You got a lot of guts.
Guts. Easy, would you mind telling me what you're talking about?
You! Going down there, picking a criminal out of a lineup without even thinking of your own safety.
Safety?
Yeah. Just the other day, I was reading about this dude who fingered a criminal like you did. He got a new clock for his car.
A new clock?
With a bomb attached to it.
Oh, come on, Easy. You're letting your imagination run away with you.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Besides, he probably doesn't even remember what you look like.
Well, I was standing right in front of him.
Yeah. But he doesn't know where to find you.
He had dinner here. I waited on him.
Jack, you know how you pay me at the end of each week?
Yeah.
Can we make that like the end of each day?
Easy, why don't you take off now, okay? I'll close up.
Okay. You sure you don't mind being alone?
I'll see you in the morning.
I'll hope so.
Here we are, dear. This is it.
Good evening. Good evening. Good
Is it too late to have dinner?
No, not at all. Will this table be all right?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, look, Harry, fish. Oh, I love fresh fish.
Actually, they're not that fresh.
What?
They've been in there over a week. I'll get you some water.
What are you going to have?
I heard they have very good coq au vin, sautéed potatoes, and broccoli with hollandaise sauce. Seven times, I heard.
Okay, here we go. Ready to order?
Yes. I'll have the trout. The plump one right there.
Oh, she's not plump. She's pregnant.
On second thought, I'll have the veal.
Well, I'm gonna have the trout. The skinny one over there.
Two customers just came in.
Well, good. Every little bit helps.
They ordered one veal and one Vivian.
Vivian?
The trout. She's my favorite.
Vicky, what do you want me to do? Go out there and say, sorry, folks, this isn't a restaurant. We're starting our own little Sea World. No, I mean, come on, Vicky. Hey, no, don't. Would you? All right, I'll tell you what. I'm going to go out there and ask them to change their order. How about, can I see some teeth there? Okay.
Don't worry.
Hello? About the trout.
I've changed my mind.
Oh, good.
I'm going to have the coq au vin, sautéed potatoes, and broccoli with hollandaise. So, we meet again.
Excuse me, just 1 minute. It's him! It's him!
It's him!
The guy who just came in, he wants to kill me, Vicky.
Because you wouldn't give him a trout?
No, because I fingered him to the police! Don't look! Operator, get me the police and hurry! Don't look! Will you get over here?
Now calm down! If he was out to get you, he wouldn't bring his wife with him.
How do you know that's his wife? That could be his mall. Haven't you ever heard of Bonnie and Clyde?
Police station.
Hey, you gotta do something. There's a man in my restaurant. I think he's trying to kill me. You gotta get over here quick.
Wait, slow down, slow down. What's this man doing?
Well, nothing.
Nothing? Well, did he threaten you?
Yes!
Well, what did he say?
He said coq au vin, sautéed potatoes, and broccoli with hollandaise sauce.
And you find that threatening? What, are you on a diet?
Look, just get Lieutenant Burke and tell him to get over to Jack's Bistro. That's Jack's Bistro, and hurry!
And I looked out the window, and there was that mangy creature from next door doing you-know-what in our garden again.
Mr. Baker?
His dog.
Oh.
How many times have I asked you to fix that fence, Harry?
I'm gonna do it this weekend. Mm-hmm. I already bought the fence posts. There's nothing to it. I'll just dig a hole that's deep enough, and then I'll fill it with cement.
They said they're coming right away, okay?
Oh, good.
Now, come on, Vicky, don't fall apart on me. Pull yourself together, okay? I just take it easy. I can handle everything, all right? If this guy tries anything, I'll just,
beat him till he's frothy? No, listen to me. I'm worried
Vicky. Listen to me. I can handle this. I am the man, all right? Don't be scared, all right? Come on, I'm not scared. There's nothing to be scared about.
Good evening.
Mommy!
Out of the lineup, he's sitting right out there.
But the man that Jack picked out of the lineup is probably...
It's okay, we called the police.
You called the police?
Oh, yes! What is so funny?
Oh, I wouldn't want to be in your shoes.
All right, you check the kitchen. I'll look around in here.
Right.
Harry, what are you and the missus doing here?
We're having dinner, I think.
Have you seen anything unusual around here?
They have a pregnant trout in there.
That's him, officer! Arrest him! You want to try something now, buddy? Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
This is a dangerous criminal you called us about?
Yes. Isn't he the man Jack picked out of the lineup?
That's right.
Then why isn't he behind bars?
Because he happens
Because
to...
what? Don't give me any of your phony excuses. That's why all these criminals are running around loose all over the city, because do-nothing cops like you just stand around
Listen,
and do nothing.
Punk.
Give me that breadstick.
Go ahead, arrest him.
What?
Your days are numbered too, Bonnie. On him.
I don't think Sergeant Collins would like that.
Oh, I don't care what Sergeant Carr. Sergeant Carr, you're a cop?
That's right.
Have a breadstick. Police brutality. No. You know, I just figured out, putting it all together, I know what happened. See, if you have a sense of, this might amuse, perhaps. See, when I called the police department before, I talked to this dumb cop who obviously got the message wrong.
I'm the dumb cop you talk to.
Dumb cop, criminal, can't wait to hear what you say about me.
Do you realize it's a crime to make false accusations against the police?
No, I didn't, but I'm learning. You know, I'm so... See, the thing, the cop...
I'm sorry, General. I couldn't help but overhear.
Oh, Daddy, do something.
Don't I always? Officer... perhaps if I made a small contribution to your local police charity, you could overlook this whole unfortunate incident.
Well, I suppose under the circumstances we might...
That's okay with me.
$100.
That's very generous, Mr. Bradford.
Oh, thanks, Daddy. How did you know my father's name was Bradford?
Well, I met him today at the police station.
Then you knew all along that he was a policeman. Why didn't you say anything?
And spoil a good joke? Hey, gentlemen, what are you doing?
What do you think of that?
It's counterfeit.
You're under arrest. Read him his rights.
This is a mistake. This is a mistake. I'm innocent, Jack. Tell him.
What? It'd spoil a good joke?
You'll be right in the main silence.
Crowd was videotaped in front of a studio audience.
Chrissy cranks out amateur movies to impress her movie buff boyfriend. Three's Company, next on Deja Vu. Helen's hard up.
What if you invented an imaginary lover?
I don't have to. I've already got one.
Snuggle up with the Ropers. Weekends on Deja Vu.